Part 5. Absalom Island. Chapter 73. In the lab, Adeline stepped out of the Absalom machine and joined Elliot and Hero at the computer station.
"Ready for us to bring them home?" Hero asked.
Elliot had clearly filled him in on what had transpired at Nora's house in the past. "Not yet," Adeline said. Using her phone, she disabled the cameras in the lab and told the two men her plan. Elliot just shook his head.
"You've been two steps ahead the whole time."
"Yes, but I didn't know how all the pieces fit until now." To Hero, she said, "Go ahead. Bring them home." The Absalom machine hummed, and Adeline's father appeared in the chamber. Adeline opened the door and held up a hand. "We need to transmit you again."
"Why?"
"There will be an investigation into this prototype's usage tonight. They'll know from the power consumption. We can't leave your DNA here, and you can't stay here."
He nodded. "Where exactly am I going then?"
"It's a place called Absalom Island, and it's the future. Nora will be joining you there, so will I. All of us will. Eventually."
Adeline closed the door and watched her father disappear. When Nora arrived, Adeline told her about Absalom Island and watched her depart.
Elliot pointed to the computer screen.
"We're already getting a ton of emails about the power usage. What are we going to tell them?"
"The truth. We had to use the prototype to avoid a temporal disaster, and that it won't happen again. We're shutting down all further development of Absalom here. We're moving everything to the island."
Elliot bunched his eyebrows.
"What exactly are we going to be doing on the island?"
Adeline drew the envelope from her pocket, the same one she had shown Hero. She handed it to Elliot and watched as he flipped through the photos the Tesseract program had found. He paused on one that showed Adeline standing in Nanking in late 1937. The next photo was of her and her father in a village in northern Sumatra, Indonesia, in 2004. The next page showed Elliot and Charlie in Cambodia in 1975.
"How long have you had these?" he asked.
"I found some photos that had me in them years ago. I only thought to look for the rest of you after Dad mentioned it the night you showed us Absalom 2.
"Charlie's in these pictures. How?"
"I couldn't exhume his body, not without your permission, so I couldn't confirm that he was replaced with a Sintran replica. But I knew we'd get him back when I saw these photos."
"You could have told me."
"I could have, but I didn't know what you would do. I couldn't risk you disrupting the past until I knew how it all fit together."
"And how does it fit together?"
"Absalom Island, Elliot. It's the key. It's a place to do what we did here tonight, with Nora. Rescue people who are lost in time. People who are going to die but deserve a second chance. People like Charlie." She reached out and gripped his shoulder. "In fact, he's the second one we're going to save."